This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, I have returned. With 2 weeks off, I've decided it's time to jump back into the Transformation Cog and into Fortress Maximus, as it were, and talk some Transformers news, as well as some things to come for the podcast. There will be some more Transformers Origins podcast coming up in 2018, as well as some more review-styled Transformers content. So, in addition to all of this, there's been a little bit of stuff going on. Transformers Titans Return. We have the first five episodes of the Prime Wars trilogy out, and with the last episode leading with Overlord finally more or less shattering glass with Rodimus Prime here at the end with the Decepticon Matrix. That's my insinuation because of what's going on, and Megatron kind of uncovering the plot. I think that it's not bad as a series so far, but it's definitely not all that great either. It's kind of interesting to see the evil Rodimus beginning to show up, and the whole thing with Overlord. I don't know too much about the character of Overlord other than I know that he's been in other mediums of Transformers. And getting to see Megatron kind of going against this guy and kind of saying that he thrashed this guy before kind of leaves you to wonder what's going to happen. But the whole thing with the emissary and going towards Fortress Maximus has me intrigued as well, and with the combiners and everything that's going on. And the Cybertronian Council kind of out of commission other than Perceptor. So, yeah, I'm kind of... I'm going to watch it, of course. I mean, I don't think it's the greatest as far as stories. And I think that's kind of a casualty of the 5 to 10 minute episodes that they're trying to fit these in. And so you're getting a really choppy Transformers show. And I feel like the Transformers, you know, Combiner Wars, Titans Return, this whole saga or trilogy of shows, I think it's attempting to do what G.I. Joe Resolute did many years ago and failing miserably at it. Whereas Resolute, yes, it had the 5 to 10 minute story arcs kind of piecing together this whole interconnected story by the end of it. I think that this is a lot choppier and in kind of... I don't dislike the animation. I dislike the kind of choppiness of some of the animation and the voice acting. I find a lot of it to be lacking. And I don't know if that's because I've been spoiled with working on the Headmasters content, which granted was animated by professionals, and not saying that these guys aren't, but the fact that these were animated differently, and then the fact that fans are putting these to basically the whole thing of the fan dubs, you have them trying their best to sync it up the best that they can with the content that they're given. And so, I find it interesting how this has been playing out, but I like I said, I find it kind of lacking in its entirety. That being said, episode 8 of the Transformers Headmasters, Six Shades of Terror, is released on YouTube and Vimeo as well, with a downloadable copy coming to All Things Transformers website, attf.com. AlteredGeek.com, and it's It's got Six Shot in it, John Bailey as Cyclonus, myself as Scourge, among other people in it. There's a little bit of fancy editing on the YouTube edition of the fan dub. It's under Prime Productions ULTD on YouTube is the account that it's under, the channel. I'll put a link to it and embed it in the episode, but it will be coming to a download of the episode on All Things Transformers. And then we'll have... I'm working on getting the rest of the Headmasters series downloaded as well onto the website. So, with that being said... there's a little bit of news. TF2 and Mike got married last week, and I flew out to Chicago thanks to him, and I was his best man at his wedding, and Michael Wilson was there as well. Kind of a reunion of the Beast Unleashed podcast people there. So it was a lot of fun, and we kind of conversed a little bit about some of the podcast stuff, a little bit of just kind of nitpicking at each other, you know, narwhaling it, and badger, mushroom, stuff like that, like we did in the Beast Unleashed podcast. And then, of course, we were talking about how TFCon is going to be, well, the TFCon fall edition, not the TFCon Toronto, the other one that's in Chicago. Will actually be there, I believe, in October of 2018, which Michael Wilson's about an hour from there, and Blanchard, TFG1 Mike, actually lives there now. So there may be a possibility of having the three of us show up there. Kind of hard to say at this point, but you never know. So... some other things that kind of got passed over because I didn't record an episode, mostly because I just didn't have time. And this past week, it was kind of rough for me between the flying and then everything else going on. So I really didn't have time to record anything, and I didn't honestly feel like it. And I wasn't sure if I was going to do another episode before the end of the year. But I think that I owed it to everyone on the podcast to kind of let them know what's going on, and the fact that no, the show's not gone, not dead or anything. I probably will still do this show until the end of the year, even though, despite previously said on Altered Geek that I wasn't going to, I've got a newfound interest in the fandom, as it were. And so that being said, there's job openings at Boulder Media for Transformers CG movie and Cyberverse. Boulder Media Limited, formerly Media Studio, is hiring talent to work on their Movieverse, Transformers CG, 3D content, and Cyberverse, among them being 3D production co-coordinators, environment concept designer, senior pipeline TD, facial rigger, texture artist, character modeler, set modeler. If you're a Transformers person that's been involved with a lot of this stuff in the fan capacity and get the chops to actually go into this and do this legitimately, this would be your like kind of opening if you've been doing this stuff in the past. It's definitely interesting to see. And then of course there's the stuff from Tokyo Comic Con show floor images. They have a lot of the there's like this thing of Transformers X Street Fighter 2 crossover figures, and then they've got the Masterpiece 39 Sunstreaker, 40 Targetmaster Hot Rod, and 41 Dinobot kind of displayed, not in color, but seeing him in battle and around the other Maximals is definitely awesome to see. And then you get the Prime 1 Studios statues of Optimus Primal standing there with Waspinator and Robobits. And then you get to see Megatron standing around with Dinobot bits. So it's pretty interesting to look at, just from a fan perspective, other than the fact that the Megatron thing never happened. And, honestly, I would love to have my hands on this. So yeah, it's pretty freaking sweet. And the Transformers Authentics line is starting to come out. The Authentics Bravo kind of flagged under the Generations banner. Bravo is common term used by Hasbro to distinguish two assortments with the same name. There's an Alpha and a Bravo. Completely new set of toys, first assortment and priced differently, different size class. They're mostly, you know, used on vehicle assortments and whatnot. But I'm seeing a Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, and a Grimlock. So they're still very chintzy looking figures that transform. But I think that this may be something that kind of ties in between Cyberverse and the whole Combiner Wars thing. And then, of course, Michael Bay is commenting on the future of Transformers. No surprise there. Saying on his Instagram about the live-action movie franchise, well, $4.5 billion later, hundreds of millions of people saw the Transformers movies. I'd say it's a great run. Any studio would take this franchise serious success. That said, now it's time to take it in a new direction. Doesn't say whether he's leaving, but more or less saying that they're going to change things up. So, yeah, I don't know quite what to think about that at this point. Funny thing is I was searching for a while back old All Things Transformers episodes and trying to find the old archive information, and I came across this player.fm /en/featured/Transformers, and it comes up with the best Transformers podcasts list, and among them is WTF at TFW. Radio Free Cybertron Transmissions, All Things Transformers, Moonbase 2, Transformers YouTube Community, Modcast, Transformers Chronological, Prime Podcast, it's from OptimusPrimecast.com, yeah, they started with Beast Wars Move Beyond, kind of sounds like something we did early in the past. Transformers in Beer podcast, and then another Transmissions, Transformers and Toys. So, yeah, it was kind of nice to be included in that list, despite the fact that it happened so long ago. I'm pretty excited with where this podcast has gone and where it will go next year. I do plan on adding segments next year, and I'm going to be bringing some old features back, like maybe Ask Megatron and maybe some little nuggets of the fan dub arena that I've been involved with for years, and some other stuff related to that anyway. And then kind of whether we think that I'm going to try and get some people that were involved with Dark Glass to possibly speak up on some things or allow me to use some of said content for something in the future. So we'll kind of have to wait and see what happens. I'm very optimistic on some of it, though. So what do you guys want to talk about as we close the end of the year? What are some listener questions? What are some things that you'd like to see brought up on the podcast? I've definitely been wanting to get a lot more feedback and a lot more interactive with you, the listeners, and my friends in the Transformers community. So let me know what you guys think. This is kind of going to be a little bit of a short episode, but it's not going to be super long. But I'll probably come back with a real quick tidbit here and close out the episode. So we'll be back after this. And we're back. So, on the second half of the episode here, I do have a little bit of listener feedback. This is from Brad Mull, who says, and this was pertaining to Masterpiece Dinobot, I haven't seen the 3D eye effect before posting last week. Love the accessories with them. As for the Maximal team, Takaro's 30th anniversary Beast bots last year in more animation-accurate colors, so they fit in with the Masterpiece Beast line. We won't see a Masterpiece Rhinox, Rattrap, or Black Arachnia in the foreseeable future. It's also why Masterpiece Primal is the size he is to fit in with the previous generation releases. If we wanted to be a scale Nazi, they all should be between Masterpiece Ravage and Masterpiece Beast size. Titan's Return doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The storytelling is worse than Rescue Bots, which is weird, as it's meant to be comic-inspired and aimed at fans. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat there. I mean, I get it. Still, you know, it's interesting to kind of see where they may take it in the future anyway. That being said, I also, for the rest of the year, I'm putting out a special promotion for my Teespring store. So you can get our special store, alteredgeek.com/go/teespring free. So until the end of the year, you can get free shipping on all things in the Altered Geek store. So that includes any of the Altered Geek shirts, any of the Future Imperfect shirts, all things Transformers. There's a couple with Ultimus Prime and the Transformers logo. And then just some with Ultimus Prime on his own. I will say that I have liked the quality and the level of customer support as far as Teespring is concerned, as well as the fact that it will help pay for all of this. So if you do want to support the podcast, that's probably the best way to do it. I did kind of mention in a previous episode that I was going to give a little information regarding Ultimus Prime. And you may be asking, well, how did this character come to be? Well, Ultimus Prime was basically a brainchild of mine from the early 2000s. I created this character because I was trying to more or less find my own version of an Autobot without using one that's been established. I used to also be a member of variety of RPGs online, but they had an RPG, basically a tech spec creator website back in, I don't know, 99, 2000, maybe even 97, somewhere in there. Anyways, I signed up for it, and the unfortunate part was somebody stole my idea because, you know, being young, stupid, you know, you just punch in all your information. Anyways, it went on this website. Well, somebody stole the character, the entire premise of it. Ultimus Prime, I designed as a white semi of basically a clone of Optimus Prime. Basically, if you took the Ultimus, took off the armor off Ultra Magnus, you have Ultimus. And that's essentially what I'd created back then. And somebody actually turned it into a part of a story back then. And wrote this whole story surrounding this clone of Optimus that they made. And basically I said that he was a clone of, you know, carbon copy of Optimus. Same physical design, but, you know, an error in his reprogramming to more of a militaristic version of Prime, which is why he's got a fusion cannon. And so basically this is essentially what I had mixed with part of what they had. So Ultimus Prime was a valiant Autobot general who was rebuilt to be the new leader of the Autobots and Cybertron after Prime disappeared. He was originally intended to be a carbon copy, given the exact same physical design as Optimus. However, the Autobots made an error in attempting to reprogram his mind to more closely resemble Optimus's. As a result, the Autobots were led for a time by a robot with psychological problems. Optimus left Cybertron in an attempt to keep the Decepticons from spreading their tyranny and managed to strand a group of them with his own troops in the Gallus solar system. The Gallus thing, that was a part of that story. The rest of it was pretty much me. And then he says, where the war raged on for 4 million years as he attempted to protect the original natives of the system and keep the Decepticons from leaving. In that time, he regained his true personality, purging himself of the artificial Optimus elements in his mind and became the strong leader he was meant to be in his own way. A difference between the Primes is that Optimus takes a less protective and more cooperative attitude towards smaller life forms, treating them more as equals. He is also less grim than his prototype and possibly less compassionate. He has a no-nonsense attitude. He knows what he has to do and does it. Optimus later becomes leader of a very special group that helped create him. He leads the special assault team called the 431 Strike Force. And then he was a part of this thing on the Cybertron Archive that I created this next element for, which was called the War Zone. And it says, I wrote, Optimus, during his short tenure in the War Zone, has seen many battles. He has been destroyed. However, he, as well as many others, always has a plan ready to follow. He took a spark and placed it in a Holloway Manor, which he used for a short time to participate in the war once more. In other words, he didn't have a physical body, but he could manifest himself as a hologram with his spark. It says eventually his body was restored and he began the fight once more. Soon thereafter, he fought in a tragic battle at J-Axis in which he was blasted into a space bridge. He crash landed in this time and timeline. It was the late 1980s. He scanned a GMC S-15 pickup to become his current form. His body was still weak from the travel and he went into stasis lock in an underground Autobot bunker of his design, now laying dormant until an Autobot crisis has need for him to be restored to functional status. So yeah, I took my old 89 S-15 pickup and had a drawing designed of him. And I can't remember who it was, but he's an artist colorist for a lot of the IDW and at the time part of Dreamwave too. I remember it was around tax time. He needed to do his taxes and he was doing commissions at $50 a pop. And I had this done around the time that I originally started All Things Transformers, which is kind of funny because I tried to incorporate this as like a mascot at some point to Geekcast Radio and it just didn't quite work right. And then having him as the mascot of All Things Transformers actually fits really well because I created the character and this is an original design that I asked for. Because I sent him a picture of Optimus Prime, told him I wanted the fusion cannon, and then I wanted my GMC truck. And at first I was going to make him a Decepticon, and then I was like, nah, I'll make him an Autobot. And so he was kind of like dark brown, you know, gray, and the eyes were red, and then we changed it to blue, and then there was a lot of detail added in there. There was like an ultra shine version, and then there was like the kind of gradient paint job on it. And so I, while I like both of them, I like the more animated tone to them, with the kind of color shading different over the gradient. And but anyways, I loved this design, and so I used it for the podcast art, actually, for version 3.0, and instead of the spark chamber, I used for, what's funny is the All Things Transformers version 1 and 2, I used part of the Cafe Spark logo from that website that used to be around. It was an old forum, and I took the name after that went belly up. Which I'm using it again, in a sense, with the forums on allthingstransformers.com. But the art was never really totally 100% original until I did this, and I was kind of like, okay, this is good. But yeah, I love this character. I love that truck that I used to have, and I did eventually turn him into a Maximal and kind of give him a new body as well at some point. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to create this character. And if I ever find that story with Ultimus Prime, I'll post that, and maybe some of the art at some point, because I still have all of it that they used for this storyline. So, but I thought it would be kind of cool to give a little bit of background information on Ultimus Prime, and kind of given an eye into how my brain works with some of my Transformers love anyway. So, anyhow, I think that's about rounds it out for this episode of the podcast. There'll be one more before Christmas, and I probably won't have one the week of New Year's, which means I'll be back in January after that point with a new episode. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions of topics, or anything you want to see in the podcast, just let me know. Because I'd really like some fun conversation in the next episode. So to kind of end the year, like maybe what are some of your favorite parts of the podcast or some of the favorite things in the Transformers fandom as of late. So just let me know. So until next time, transform and roll out.
Yeah.